Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Patriots mandatory minicamp open today. I didn't notice this when we were listening to it. Tom Morgan, T-Bone, filling in for Jim Louth today, who might be dead at this point. We've reached out. We're trying to reach him. Louth might be dead. Louth is dead.
It's Louth. He was being weird lately.
What do you mean he's being weird lately?
Nah, he was starting to irritate. Remember we were going to kill him one day?
Well, we always talk about that.
He was a little bit edgy. He was a little bit edgy.
Wasn't feeling well today. Had to go to the urgent care. And we hope he's okay. Could be dead at this point. We don't even know.
Well, probably ate too many oats dry.
Would the onset of appendicitis cause one to act weird?
Yeah, I would think so. It might. I don't know. I've never had it.
That might be it.
Never had it.
It could be it.
Hopefully he's okay. But Tom picked up on this. We definitely recognize the answer on Tom Brady. Again, here's Bill Belichick answering the question about the relationship with Tom.
Kind of in a good place right now, and good understanding where each other sits.
I've always had a good relationship with Tom.
Oh.
All right. How about Gronk?
What about seeing Rob Gronkowski this morning? It was good to have him back here as well.
It's good to have all the players here.
Do you feel like you're in a good space with him as well? He's stayed away and seems to be grumbling about a few things as well.
Yeah, you have to talk to Rob about that.
They're not phrased exactly the same.
Right.
I know, but
the grumbling part probably pissed Bill off.
Are you in a good space? You're in a good, how's your relationship there? I got to go talk to Rob about that.
Dan gave me the back of his hand when I was trying to make fun of this earlier. The reporter asked, "It's good to have Gronkowski here." No, it's not good. Is it good to have Tom Brady? No. Now, he's not going to give you any kind of a different answer.
It is mittens. I mean,
if it is, if you're going to ask it, can't you ask it? How is it having Tom Brady back?
And then he's going to say, it's good to have everybody back.
Okay, right. So the answer is going to be the same.
It's a fool's errand. nobody's fault.
According to ground sources, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick working opposite ends of the field. They haven't had any interaction yet at this mandatory
is that true?
Camp today.
So your sources according to
Mark,
the same?
According to Mark Capello.
Yeah.
What? Well, I'm not supposed to say that. No. Sorry. It wasn't him who said it.
It was somebody else. Okay, Zoe's got more than one ground source, by the way.
Brady's pretty much done taking all the number one reps, and his actual first pass of the day, I think, went to Gronkowski. Throwing a Gronk a lot.
Is that to show a united front?
No, I just think I'm going to throw it to my number one freaking
be together
all-world weapon. 6'7" freak. Yeah, unleash the beast.
Yeah.
So I'd rather throw it to Kenny Britt.
So there's no interaction between Brady and Belichick, but
that's not unusual.
I don't think it's unusual.
Don't read too much. And here's what Bill's doing, too. He's moving drill to drill. And what's he doing? You're going to spend time watching Brady in his drop or sliding up or how he goes through the bags? Are you going to get on all the young kids? You're more worried about guys like Sony Michel or a guy like Derek Rivers coming off knee surgery, Dietrich Wise. What's their progress? How about the linebackers? If I'm Bill, where I'm staying? Linebacker drills all day long. They need to get going. They need to get that position humming. So,
if you think this team has a deficiency, where is it?
It's a good question because, I mean, you want to go right to the defensive front, right? Defensive front seven. I think the strength that we're going to end up finding out here is the secondary on defense.
I don't want to know about the strength. I want to know about the weakness.
I'm going to defer to linebackers, even with Hightower back.
I'd agree with you, man.
With Hightower back, because I think with Hightower back and knowing how effective he is on the edge, if things aren't going great in the middle, the natural reaction is to kick him inside. Can Landon Roberts take that next step?
Ooh, I don't know, man. I'm hoping and praying.
You know what I mean? Landon's pretty damn good when you ask him to do what he's specifically good at. The Zach Thomas missile seeking thing, pick a gap and go.
Yeah.
As long as he has support to back it up if he misses in that game.
All right, we got calls on both Patriots and Sox. We'll start with the Sox. Jake and Stowe, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just a few comments about the weekend series. Number one, I love Benintendi in the leadoff spot. I think his approach is incredible. And I think having Mookie Betts behind him would make Betts even more more valuable to the Sox. But honestly, with Benintendi, you always feel like even with a two-strike count, he's going to pop the ball. And then the other comment I have is the Fox and ESPN broadcasts were terrible.
Well, you knew that. I mean, you're used to a certain broadcast. 162 games, you're used to hearing a certain way. Now, I listened to the baseball reporters yesterday. I think Tony's been doing a fantastic job on it. They got a call from, I think, a 75-year-old man yesterday that was cracking on Tony because Tony was getting on Benintendi. He said, "You know, here's Tony. You didn't have any girls, you know, asking you why Benintendi gets all the girls, and you're probably jealous from there. Why are you hard on him?" And Tony had some pretty good points, and seems like he's hearing some things that Benintendi's a little, he acts a little bigger than what he is. Like the thing don't stink. A little cockiness, a little swagger to it. I don't know if you're hearing some of that, Dan.
No, I've heard
Tony
that.
Tony DeFerrari said, hey, he's a damn good player, should be a better base runner, should be right. A better all-around player. He was getting on him about getting that one foul ball down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go for that ball. Like, there's certain things about Benintendi, it seems like it really bugs Tony.
Well, yeah. He's hearing some things from people inside, okay?
Yeah. When Tony says something, it's not because, hey, this is just my opinion, because Tony's not down there a lot. If he's hearing things down there, this is going on quite frequent. Are you hearing the same?
I am not.
Regarding Benintendi.
And my time around him has been cordial and not unpleasant. I've found him to be okay. Especially for a guy from Cincinnati, because I generally have a predisposed, you know, dislike of people from there. But he's been good. I mean, as far as I'm concerned. The base running thing is legit. I mean, he is a bonehead base runner.
And you get on Bogarts, too.
And he's not as good an outfield as people think he is. He's average. He's going to be better than
him. He's good enough.
His arm's not very good. His jumps are okay. He will get better. He is a little bit like a young Yastrzemski in some ways. He had the exact same batting average rookie year, .266.
He's heated up lately.
Yaz was a bonehead base runner early in his career. He got better. And this kid shows some signs of that, and he's built a little bit like him. I'm telling you, his swing, left-handed swings always look better. He has a classic swing. I just love watching him swing the bat. And you know, he started off bad. He has not struggled at baseball a lot in his life. So it was interesting to see him struggle for a little bit this year because it's always, I mean, he works hard and all that stuff, but it's come more easily to him than most people.
Keeps both hands on the bat, too,
yeah.
All the way through it.
Yeah.
Some guys let it go.
Old school hitter.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. Paul in Rhode Island. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, boys.
What's up?
Hey.
Love your show, first-time caller. Since all this commotion about showing up, do you think that most of the players that are coming on are playing for, they need to know the system, and yet the icon players don't need to know the system. Systems get changed as in the game. In the beginning of the season, we took players everywhere with hardship roles, and they functioned through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Now it's a fine balance. Because you have a lot of young new guys in, and you're incorporating free agents, draft picks, all that. So in essence, it's tougher, Josh, because you got to build it from the base.
Right.
It's each rung on a ladder, but it's from Brady's standpoint is the self scouting is you can't come back and be the same offense that you were last year. Beadle talked about it. Your personnel's different. Running backs are different. You don't have you don't have Deion Lewis. Your number one back from last year. Somebody's got to get into that spot, you know?
You as an ex-player, and you played on a team that many times that you had to deal with a lot of head-scratching. Players come on. They don't know the system.
I stuck here 9 years. I was here 9 years, and the system changed, and I was able to adapt because I pick it up easily that way. Some guys don't. Some guys you need rep after rep after rep.
Right.
The big thing with Gronkowski, as Brady's talked about, it's the smartest guy he's ever played with other than Randy Moss from a timing, a spacing standpoint, where he expects him to be, more so than even Edelman.
Paul, your point is a good one.
It is.
And that is that, okay, so he knows the offense. The offense changes every single year.
Changes every week. Changes every week
in game, as he said. It changes in game.
I'm telling you, there's a play, and you could pull it up. It's a red zone play. They were moving left to right. It was a Mexico City game against the Raiders. And it was a touchdown pass to Danny Amendola. I think Brady changed that play at least three times while he was in the gun. Moving formation, change of protection, because the defense changed within the play. That stuff doesn't come overnight. You know, that comes organically through the process of repping it, seeing it. Okay, this works, that works, and experience. And now you're going to inject a new player in there. Brady's got to be able to trust the new guy.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us in studio. Dan, I know you have a thought on J.R. Smith. I know you have a thought on LeBron. I know you've got one in there.
Well, I have a lot.
Good. Okay. Save it. We're going to get to it next.
Yeah. I have a lot.
Zolak and Bertrand. Midday. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
All right, 12:20, Zolak and Bertrand with Dan Shaughnessy. Dan's dates coming up at the end of the hour. Got any good dates today, Danny?
Yes and no.
I have a great date.
Today?
Fantastic date today, meaning today. Today, 2018, in this year. The year the intern no longer will be known as his nickname. He will be known as Peter, his real name.
Oh, so it's really, okay.
Peter earned his stripes today.
June 5th, 2018.
Right. Peter is now Peter.
Peter's Peter.
Right.
Peter. Right. We're going to Peter all day. Going to Peter all summer. That's what we're going to do. It's like filled net punt.
Why?
Ball's getting kicked short. Peter.
Finish the thought.
Peter brought lunch today.
Did he buy it?
No, Peter. Peter's got an in with a certain restaurant.
He said Peter bought lunch today.
Well, Peter brought lunch today.
Okay. Use your words.
Thanks to his pops, Frankie. And Frankie runs the local, and it's in several local towns, Newton, Wellesley, Wayland. Excellent steak tips. Do you guys want to double down on that one?
I would say, you know what's even better than the tips are great. You know what's even better was the steak sauce.
The sauce on the steak tips. But it starts with the steak.
You should be bottling that.
Sometimes you get steak tips. Hey, we've been brought steak tips here, but where they're all dried out, they don't travel well. These travel perfectly.
I saw brownies, but I did not see cookies. However, I see a cookie sitting in front of Dan Shaughnessy.
Right in front of me.
There's cookies?
Yeah, there are.
There are cookies.
I don't eat the sweets.
Will you excuse me?
Yeah, cookies are good.
All right.
Grab me one, too. Thanks, Hardy. Appreciate it.
And he didn't just bring in, like, three little things. You know, like, hey, here, you guys split this. Brought in a lot.
So
thank
now,
you very much,
now
Peter.
The intern is Peter.
Peter's a good kid. Earned his stripes today.
Wellesley High
School.
Here's
my date.
Soon to be Emerson.
Yeah. Use Emerson in a sentence.
I didn't get it either.
My two favorite words to use in a sentence. Emerson and dictate. Never mind. So.
I don't know what to do with that, Dan.
No. Skip on down.
I really don't. I don't know what to do with him. I don't know. Sometimes I just say, I don't know. NBA Finals. 2-0 lead now for the Warriors. And as the series continues, Dan, I get more and more angry with J.R. Smith.
Well, I'm going to roll it back even
further than
that.
Bonehead move in game one.
What's the next game? Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, God. Yeah, game three.
So much time off.
Well,
awful.
It's the finals. Okay. So the J.R. Smith, the blessing for the NBA was that J.R. Smith's dumbass maneuver kind of covered up what might be the worst call in the history of sports, the reversal of the block charge.
No, that started it. That's why they were in that spot.
I understand that. But
very bad.
I was unaware that you could change a judgment call. Like, have they ever changed a PI?
No.
On second thought, now that we looked at it, or a ball and a strike, you know, call strike three. Now we looked at it, he just walked. He walked on the 3-2 pitch.
This is why they review all scoring plays and turnovers, because you don't want to get porked on a bad.
But not only that, Dan, you can only change it within the 2 minutes and with a review of was he in the restricted area, which wasn't even
not
close.
That wasn't even the reason.
That was their ruse for looking at it.
Yes.
The ruse was, and then they said, you know, now that we have looked at it,
it's wrong.
We're going the other way.
And they should have went 2 feet out. We're not even, okay, done deal.
If you show that to 100 people, you'd get 50-50 block charge, you know, something having to do with hating LeBron, hating Durant, home, loss, you know, whatever.
Which is the best evidence to not overturn it.
It absolutely changed history. It set up all that nonsense for JR to do what he did. But it was, in my view, really, I mean, Pete Carroll's worst call in the history of sports. What he did against the Patriots. And this, the most egregious officiating decision that I can think of. Because they willingly, knowingly reviewed a subjective block charge and reversed it in favor of the home team. and allowed the Warriors to win in a series that's going to be a sweep, probably. I mean, we said that when Cleveland lost the first two to Boston, but and maybe they'll get one there. I don't know. But it's just all the air's gone out of that series. Nobody cares. It's over. The Warriors are going to win and that. And that thing. So going back to your JR question originally.
Right.
Yeah, it's in the pantheon. It's worse than Weber, you know, as a dumbass.
God, yeah. Weber's an 18-year-old kid.
He didn't know the score. I mean, he did not know the score after a pause in play, like while they're lining up for a free throw. So, and just, you know what it does, though, Beetle? It gives the LeBron an easy out to get away from there. I mean, no one's going to hold it against him now. Like, you want to stay there with these bumps and with J.R. Smith and an old, aging team with no chance. A team that would be a lottery team if you weren't on it, which is what they will be and are. And so, yeah, he gets to leave now. But the J.R. thing, it lives in infamy. It's the signature, and he... Fortunately, he can probably handle it. It's kind of like having it happen to Manny Ramirez or certain guys.
Oh, yeah, the guys who don't think much. It's easier for them to deal with it.
You know, it's not going to ruin.
Not much of a thinker. It won't destroy him from the inside out.
Yeah, JR, yeah, he'll be fine.
And in answer to your question, Dan, there's only one pass interference call I can recall being reversed. Lions-Cowboys.
Oh, well, see.
The pass interference flag thrown, Pete Morelli said, someone else said it wasn't pass interference after all. It's all set.
Hey, we went there with Cleve Blakeman with the through the flag, but we're picking it up.
Legitimate Detroit bitch right there.
That's true.
But that's a picked up flag.
They're so few and far between.
They didn't look at it on replay, though, right?
No, another...
We gave him time to change his mind.
Like the linesman came over and said, no, there wasn't enough there. Pick that flag up. Lions can't win this game. Stop it.
No, the replay angle, though, on it is that the replays, no matter what it is, whether it's allowed... to be reviewed or not, should be for the obvious blown calls. Baseball's best case to institute replay was Jim Joyce screwing up the call on the perfect game at first base. Sorry to bring up another Detroit reference for you there, Hardy, but that to me is the case for it, which is, okay, that one is blatantly obvious. Everyone with a set of eyes could see that the umpire blew it. That's an easy one to look at, and within 5 seconds of looking at it on replay, you know you goofed up, and you know you have to reverse it. If you have to sit there and did he not? I mean, if there's that sort of debate going on, that's it. The call on the field should stand. That's the way it should go.
Horrible.
And that should have stood as a charge and should not have been overturned.
It's just not a reviewable play. It's a subjective call, block charge.
For most of the time, for good reason.
Yeah, yeah.
For 99% of the time, it's for good reason.
Very similar to balls and strikes and PIs.
Let me ask you a question that we've been asking all week, Dan. If LeBron James called the Boston Celtics this offseason and said, Danny, I want to come to Boston. Boston is where I want to be. I like what you got going on. I want to be a part of it. I want to be a champion in Boston. I want to be the next great Celtic. And that obviously would require moving on from Kyrie Irving. Would you do it?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Guy with a brain.
Yeah, don't be silly.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be silly.
Yeah.
Don't be silly.
I mean, I'm sorry.
We've taken calls on this. That people go the other
Hardy,
you sure heard the
Jim
wackos
Love,
after
they,
the...
They're against it. And
Jim wants to stand pat.
Yeah, he wants to keep the team exactly the way it is.
He's such a green teamer. That's such a green team thing.
You would trade Kyrie Irving right now for LeBron. You would get rid of Kyrie.
To facilitate LeBron. Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
Zoe, would you do it?
Today.
What? Do what?
What? Never mind.
I thought you were asking again.
I thought you said, do you want?
But it's not going to happen because LeBron doesn't desire a place like Boston.
I'm wondering about the Philly thing because the way, Simmons needs the ball, LeBron needs the ball, that whole thing. Because except for that, it really works.
Would you give up Ben Simmons to have LeBron James?
Yes.
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 Oh, we got to move Simmons out of town? Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Yeah. And you put LeBron with Embiid, that would be trouble.
Quite a combo.
I mean, my God. All those, you get those passes where he's right over the rim and just throw them down. Look out.
Found the intern on Twitter.
God. Oh, this is what you've been doing. That's good work, Zoe.
You're on Twitter, kid. People saying you're already getting shout-outs. You already made it, Artie.
Yeah.
We got to work on the pick. We got to get you a new
one. Are we allowed to name the place of the food?
We did.
Yeah,
but you can name it again.
I didn't know. You were all kind of talking about the local.
No, we mentioned it. Yeah.
I love the local.
Attaboy.
Big Newton. There's four of them.
Buy the local paper while you're there.
Yeah. The one in Newton. Beautiful. West Newton. West Newton Village.
Anything else you two would like to talk about other than anything that we were talking about?
Seems like things are going well for Gronkowski at camp still.
Oh, Gronkowski's going good at camp.
Good according to everybody.
Tony Maz is poking his head in. Maz, you got anything for us? No? Okay. Maz doesn't have anything.
Hour and a half before his show.
I'm just trying to keep the three rings together here of this giant circus.
Yeah.
Yep. Hardy, why don't you do the headlines? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Hardy's going to get the headlines.
We get any updates from camp on tweets yet? They can't tweet yet.
We'll get
right?
more of your calls.
Can't tweet yet.
Okay. And we will have Dan's dates coming up at 12:50. Not to be missed.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bill Belichick engaged in a lengthy discussion about Rob Gronkowski's contract today before the start of mandatory minicamp in Foxborough.
Have you and Rob engaged in any contract talks to renegotiate his current deal?
No, I wouldn't discuss that publicly.
And that was that. Coach said everybody was there before the start of the mandatory session. More on that coming up here with Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Tigers are in town for the first of three against the Red Sox tonight. Steven Wright gets the start. Detroit coming off of a split. But there are two games they played against the Yankees yesterday. It was a doubleheader in Detroit. Capitals over the Golden Knights in D.C. last night, 6-2. Washington now up 3-1 in the Stanley Cup Final. Best of 7, Game 5 Thursday night in Las Vegas. NBA Finals will get back at it tomorrow night. They'll be in Cleveland for Game 3. Golden State with a 2-0 series lead. Headlines are brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Go to getanoilchange.com now to save up to $15 on your next oil change. Print out the coupon or pull it up on your mobile device. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know when you've lost on a take? This is when I know you've lost.
What?
When you reference Adam Jones.
I agree.
For a defense of your take.
A sports vulture.
Tony Maserati. Tony, who's down on the Red Sox.
Quote unquote, like.
I'm not down on the Red Sox. That's not accurate. He doesn't believe that there's anything great about the fact that they split in Houston.
He's pretty negative.
So Jones said, throw him a parade. Maz deferred to that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's like Jones said.
Like Jones said, yeah, throw him a parade.
Okay, that's when you know you've lost. That's when you know that take is lost. Well, it's been defeated.
How many co-hosts has Jones had?
I was
they get the next one in yet?
He was co-host of the Dan Shaughnessy show.
Yeah, he was the host of the Dan Shaughnessy show. Dan Shaughnessy was a frequent guest.
That show didn't last that long, did it?
No, I opted out.
We'll talk to
like David Price.
Yeah. Let me think of all the interviews you guys probably did over the years.
This was not a very popular segment on the text line.
Gotcha. This one.
Pretty much every Globe writer would make an appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rounded up.
It's a Gasper's podcast.
Rounded Benjamin,
up the guys. Coming up.
Hey, welcome into Dan Shaughnessy show.
Talk
one,
to
1 o'clock Saturday.
Mark Spears, Beyond About the Celtics, momentarily.
Talk about the Route 1 bridge today.
Shalice Manzi-Young? Yeah, some Pats with her?
We had some good bridge talk one day.
Yeah. About 20 minutes.
Yeah, that got shut down.
Yeah, why'd you stop talking about that?
The bones lit up.
Sure they did.
One in particular.
Yeah. One with a big red light on it. Kept flashing. Mike is in Cambridge. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
So, I know it's been kind of, you know, beat on a little bit, but I have one trade that no one's really proposed. Kyrie for Davis. Kyrie and say Brown or Horford for Davis and bring a LeBron.
I hate to break this to you, Mike. You are not the first guy to propose going after Anthony Davis and LeBron in the same offseason. Because some other green teamer has already beaten you to it.
We joked at it. We laughed at it yesterday and got a ton of responses and mentions on Twitter. People in a second want LeBron and Anthony Davis on the same team.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a combo?
Would that be a fun thing?
Dan, would you be in favor of that?
Would ticket prices be in the garden?
Would you be in favor of going back in time and adding Michael Jordan to the mid-90s?
Dan, what would secondary ticket prices be?
Wait a second. How about Anthony Davis, LeBron, and Kevin Durant? Can you pull that trade off? Let's get them all here.
Yeah.
Just making stuff up. And you know what pisses me off
about
it?
Big shot Bob
Horry.
They're
all predicated with, okay, so we're going to move Kyrie. What? Whoa, stop. You don't want Kyrie Irving anymore.
Yeah, you can blame Mike Gorman for this, okay? This thing's got legs since Mike Gorman went on a Celtics
it's
podcast.
It had legs, it has. Had legs before
I mean,
Mike
listen,
Gorman
it
ever.
Had legs
this
before
coming
that
from
because,
a guy.
And Gorman didn't say him he wanted him gone either. He just said
he
nobody was untouchable.
It, and Mike would double down. You can't trade Avery Bradley untradeable.
Yeah, but I think Gorman got tired of being proved wrong. So now it's obvious that everybody is tradable. Isaiah Thomas got traded after an historic season here. Yes, anybody's tradable.
Yeah, we've been taking calls for weeks on trade Rozier. And, I'm sorry, trade Kyrie and keep Rozier.
Oh, yeah, that one kills me.
So the
we haven't
short
taken
memory
many of those
is a problem.
We haven't taken many of those lately since the last two games he played in.
Yeah, those kind of dried up, didn't they?
Not so scary anymore.
You scared the hell out of me in Game 7.
617-779-0985 is the phone number. Again, on everything from Patriots minicamp today, which is now mandatory, to the Red Sox splitting over the weekend.
It's starting to rain in case it's starting to rain in case your windows and sunroofs are open, guys.
How do you know that?
Email. Company email. So run outside if you left them open. Tom, send the intern out. Close mine, please.
I thought his name was Peter.
I didn't think he was just the intern anymore.
Yeah.
Picture of it now. Peter.
Thank you. What's the picture of?
Rainstorm coming in.
Oh! Company-wide email. Gotcha.
Yeah, it's embodied in, it's highlighted now.
Peter is in Jamaica Plain. Hey, Peter.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
I got a nightmare scenario. Vegas has already given them a better chance to win the East, but here's my nightmare scenario. They got Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Saric, maybe Marco Fultz. They have the 10th pick in the draft, and they have $30 million more to spend. They could add LeBron James and Marcus Smart. We're not going to beat that team. Absolutely no way we can beat that team, in my opinion.
Well, why do you think? So you think Philly's going to pay for Smart and LeBron? You got to make the money work.
They have all them. They have plenty of money.
They have plenty of money to give LeBron and Smart.
Yeah, they have $30 million under the salary cap. We're right up against it.
Smart said he's more. He's north of $15 million. So okay, LeBron's going
to
take what 13 to play.
Yeah, may. Let's not.
They have to move some pieces.
No, he wants that type of money, but I don't know.
I agree with him though. I think LeBron's going to Philly.
Did they close
if he's
the
staying Colangelo? In East, he's going to Philly.
Where's the Colangelo investigation over there? Did they close that up?
Oh, Colangelo?
Colangelo.
Colangelo.
No, it's still open at
he's
this point. How he hasn't been fired yet is beyond me.
He's gone. Good as gone.
What would you do? Fire.
Well, he owned up to one of the burners. The other four, his wife, or do we know where those are?
I mean, they haven't confirmed it. I mean, but that's what it looks like.
Into president of basketball operations, Brian Colagino, who...
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's his. I don't think you need to really stretch the truth there or stretch any of the facts to prove it. It looks like it's him and his wife.
It's the greatest. Yeah. I'm not smart enough to do that.
I was going to say, who in your family runs your burner accounts, Dan?
Yeah.
We used to have a burner account here. It's like for Hardy. To mess with Hardy. You created one too, Hey Zolak, and I know you did, you bastard.
That wasn't me. Bull I don't have it.
No, because only things on that on those tweets are stuff that like you kind of knew about.
I do not.
We had the Sports Hub. Remember the Sports Hub Fly burner account?
I had one named after your dog that you said one of your kids started crying.
Yes,
and made
did.
Me take it down.
Yeah, did. It was offensive to them.
Why is our dog on Twitter?
It's a kid, little kid. He's bigger now.
All right. Well, I took it down. That's the only burner account I've ever run.
Okay, I don't have any more on you. That was fun for a while, though.
Yeah, it was good.
That's a Hardy's forehead, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was sitting across from
you
at a wedding.
You got your hair done, and it's all different.
Well, I was sitting across from you at a wedding, and then you tweeted a picture at the table. I'm like, yo, you kind of blew up your spot,
I didn't
dumbass.
Mean to do that. I screwed that one up.
Yeah, you did.
It was gold till then.
Perfect.
You have any burner counts at the Globe? Like, Pizzuti's got to do one, right?
I wouldn't know. I would not know.
Do you want to set one up? Do you want to set one up right now?
I'm being real careful here. No, I don't
He's being way too careful, yeah. Meaning he does know.
I know nothing. I don't know how.
Come on, you mean Mittens doesn't have one? Or Abraham? You know Abraham's got some.
All those editors should get one so they can tweet about the interns in private.
Like, the Red Sox beat guys, they should have them because they never get any information.
Jonesy's
every
like,
story's broken by a national
guy. Drag me into
guy.
This crap. Don't drag me yeah. in.
He doesn't want to touch it.
They can do a fantasy draft online.
Look how nervous he is.
I'm working on the
with
dates.
The burner
I'm working on
look
the
at his eyes. Here, he's like leaning back in his chair looking at us weird. Like he knows something.
I'm here for the dates. What yeah. time are the dates yeah. going to be at, guys?
You told me dates are next. Came That's to right. eat, give you my article, and give me my dates.
Murph and Weymouth. Hey, Murph.
Hey, guys. Murph. With all this trade dilemmas going on, you know, for Kyrie Irving, I think people are forgetting about Bugs Bunny and the Monstars from Space Jam. Do you think we can have a chance with those guys, too?
Why not? Throw like them in the mix. You
know? Yes, the Monstars.
Why not? Maybe LeBron, too? I don't know. What do you guys
the Monstars, right?
I like the Monstars.
The Monstars.
I've used that.
You have?
Yes.
In your writing?
Yes.
Which, wasn't there going to be a reboot of that?
I don't know.
With LeBron? Did that happen already?
There should be. There's not already.
I thought there was going to be another one. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Space Jam 2, 2019, it's coming out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, LeBron James will be in it.
Have you seen the
primary star, Uncle Drew?
Have you seen the trailers and previews for Uncle Drew?
I have.
It looks really, 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 really bad.
Not only
really
that,
do you Shaq is such a bad actor.
Do you know who their so promotional bad. Partner is with it? I saw it in here the other day.
Oh, no. Who?
And I couldn't bring it up because we were actually in the middle of talking sports. The General Auto Insurance.
What?
They've got a whole commercial where the General pops up with Shaq and Uncle Drew, and it's like a co-sponsor. You know, like they'll partner up with Burger King when a new Star
like
Wars
Applebee's,
movie comes out.
Applebee's is in Ricky Bob.
The General Jingle. How does it go? The General Jingle.
I never hear it. It's just on in the background.
I've heard it a thousand times. I must watch something.
It's the sound of a car or a bike.
Yeah, but if
there's definitely a jingle.
You watch like some sports channel during the day. I don't know what we had on in here. Probably NBC Sports. And a commercial came on for Uncle Drew, and it was a General Auto Insurance / Uncle Drew commercial.
That's
yikes.
Gross.
Yikes.
Bad.
What do you got? The flex, the ball vacuum today or the flex tape stuff on NBC Sports right now instead of having us on? This is ridiculous.
Is the flex tape guy dead?
Which one?
No, that's the OxyClean guy.
No, the original.
I'm Billy Mays from OxyClean.
Billy Mays.
Billy's I did dead. Cocaine on the
what
plane.
What about the guy
died.
Who puts a hole in his boat and goes around?
It's a new guy.
Is he alive?
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Flex tape guy.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's the new guy.
As far as we know.
And there was the Brit. Who's the Brit, Hardy?
Andrew something. Or is it Anthony?
Anthony, the tall, skinny Brit. He's the one that took over, but he's not.
Anthony Sullivan.
Sullivan, that's
Anthony
right.
Anthony Sullivan.
I'm the British-Irish guy.
Dan States are coming up next. Stay tuned.
Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Today is June the 5th, and Dan Shaughnessy is with us. Give us the dates, Dan. Oh, turn your microphone.
Okay, I'll turn the microphone. June 5th.
God, that reason, like... I thought I had something to do today on the 5th, but I don't have anything.
June does that to me every year.
You know
year.
What you have to do? You have to go to a birthday party for Bob Kraft.
Oh, that's right.
How did this escape everybody?
Today's his birthday.
Yes.
That was the last year one.
What happened to the music?
Big one.
How old do you guys think he is?
Come on. It's a marquee one.
75.
77.
Okay.
All right. We have to be very quiet so we can still hear the music in the background.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, there it is. Thanks, Tommy.
Okay.
Kenny G is 62 today.
I love
wow.
him.
Yeah, you like Kenny G?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, who knows who Jeff Garland is?
Jeff Garland?
You should know
oh,
him.
Judy Garland.
Nope, he's an
oh,
actor.
Like him. You like him.
I do?
He's yes. an actor. He's in Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He's the agent.
Oh, yeah.
Larry's agent. Jeff. Jeff is 56 today.
Oh.
Another big birthday. Born in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Probably in Boston. Mark Wahlberg is 47 today.
Wow. Oh!
Big 5-0 coming up at 3
years. He's the baby of 9. I think there's 9 of them.
Oh, they're fun. They're a fun group.
Yeah, it is a fun group. Love the Wahlbergs.
It's my son, Bob.
It says
Bob. Bobo.
On June 5th in 1864, Civil War hero General William T. Sherman refused the Republican presidential nomination. It was important at the time. Okay. On this date in 1947, who's heard of the Marshall Plan?
Oh, it's a good plan.
Started today.
Excellent.
Secretary of State George C. Marshall gave a speech at Harvard in which he outlined an aid program for Europe.
Can you do his speech the way you did Kennedy's
last week?
How much
money? How much money was in that?
Cannot.
How much money was in that?
The Marshall Plan was significant.
It was a lot of money,
yes,
right?
It was a lot. Yeah, well. Okay, on this date, in 2004, Ronald Reagan...
Oh, I just looked it up. At the time, it was $13 billion, which now would equate to $110 billion.
Yes, a lot of money.
A lot of cash.
Ronald Reagan died on this date in 2004. He was 93 years old. Last year, on this date, Bill Cosby went on trial in Norristown, PA.
They found him guilty.
I had some chocolate pudding.
That was a deadlocked trial, resulting in a mistrial.
I'm just saying, eventually they found
him
guilty.
Yes, eventually they got him. On this date in 2008, it was one of the Celtic playoff games against the Lakers. I can't tell you. I guess it was probably game six the night they cleaned him out. Hardy, you can check that for us. The night the Celtics won the NBA, the night of anything's possible. Mm. But earlier that night at Fenway Park, it was captured on video, was Manny Ramirez dope slapping Uke in the dugout. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember
he
that.
He slammed his helmet. That's
that was
right.
So weird.
They went at it.
It was a random thing.
And Uke slammed his helmet, as he always did, and I think it almost hit Manny. And Manny couldn't take it anymore, so I'm tired of it.
I saw it. I was watching some of the Sox. I was waiting, getting ready for the... For the big Celtics, when they annihilated the Lakers in Game 6. Bill Jackson did
not. It's another big Celtic thing that happened on this date, didn't it?
Well, okay. So on this date in baseball, in 1968, Don Drysdale pitched a shutout. It was his sixth consecutive shutout.
Oof.
And he later extended that streak to 58.2-thirds innings, which was the longest shutout string in Major League history, later beaten by fellow Dodger Oral Hershiser in 1988, who surpassed Drysdale. The significance of that is... that Robert F. Kennedy won the Democratic primary for president on this date in 1968. As he was standing giving his victory speech, when he cited that Mayor Sam Yorty had told them to get going, they had been there too long already, he referenced Don Drysdale's shutout streak. Minutes later, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel on June 5th.
Wasn't that early morning on the 6th?
Well,
because it happened, what time was it on the East Coast?
It happened around 11:40 out there. So
okay.
It was very late here. And Robert F. Kennedy, he survived like 24 hours or something. He did not die until June 6th. So the official date of Robert F. Kennedy's death is June 6th. He was mortally wounded on June 5th, 1968, in the kitchen of the Ambassador Hotel. And if you pick up... I know no one picks up newspapers, but you'll see this all over the place. One of the really sad days in American history that, you know, and so did you ever meet Roosevelt Greer?
Rosie Greer, no.
Yeah, well, he was a bodyguard for Bobby Kennedy.
Wow.
And he's in all the pictures. He helped disarm Sirhan, who had the weapon.
No kidding.
Back there. And there was another guy, Rafer Johnson, was a decathlete champion from 1956. He was also a bodyguard for Bobby Kennedy.
Jesus.
And they helped disarm the gunman back there 50 years ago.
Mm.
And it's... A horrible American tragedy. Who knows what would have been, because that led to Richard Nixon becoming president in 68.
So can I give you a broadcasting story as it relates to this that I just read this week?
Sure.
WMUR in New Hampshire was the only TV station in New England that was still on when RFK was assassinated because the guy who was running the board had fallen asleep.
Wow.
He'd fallen asleep at the board.
It's like
and so
T-bump.
MUR in New Hampshire was still running, and you can now go on YouTube and watch this. You can see... there was a live shot of the newsroom at ABC News where people get the news and are running around, and it's like this big wide shot.
Yeah, so
you can see off in the distance the entire newsroom and the anchors picking up the phones, the old like rotary phones, and getting the news and putting it together before they went onto the air. And so apparently at 4:00 in the morning, the person who ran the station called the station and said, why are you still, what happened? Why are you still on the air? The guy had fallen asleep and then told the guy that RFK had been shot.
Zoe, I'll give you another football note. I gave you Rosie Greer off this episode. Robert F. Kennedy was at that time a sitting senator from New York State. He was replaced in the Senate. Nelson Rockefeller was governor of New York, and he replaced Robert F. Kennedy with the father of Commissioner Roger Goodell. I think his name is Charles.
Another guy with thin lips and dry mouth.
Roger Goodell's dad replaced Bobby Kennedy in the U.S. Senate in 1968.
Cotton mouth.
And he sort of was a Republican who was anti-Nixon. He went against the war, and Nixon had him booted out. So when the next election came around, Roger Goodell's dad was defeated because he had not supported Richard Nixon.
Jeez.
You mentioned two guys in your dates in Don Drysdale and Rosie Grier, both of whom appeared on the Brady Bunch.
See,
both
that.
Rosie Grier and Don Drysdale.
I remember the Drysdale
Brady Bunch.
And I'll loop it even further. Don Drysdale was found, unfortunately, dead in his hotel room like 10 or 12 years ago and still had the cassette tape of Robert F. Kennedy's victory speech from 1968.
Rosie Grier knocked on the door in his uniform, didn't he, Hardy?
I'm going to... Season 2, Episode 16, the title is The Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me.
Football coach, the unnamed high school coach at Westdale High, would later be Greg's coach running the program, has invited L.A. Rams defensive end Deacon Jones to help give the boys a few pointers. Holy crap, Deacon Jones was on that episode, too?
Couple pointers.
Man.
Where was Merlin Olsen, Lamar Lundy? They were the front four.
Probably doing a game with Dick Enberg.
He then mentions some other fearsome linemen who are also richly talented vocally. Rosie Grier, among others, are named. The kids are enlightened, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Don Drysdale was also in an episode of Leave It to Beaver, just so you know.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
You mentioned the Celtics connection on the date of the Red Sox.
They were playing. I don't know whether it was game
I'll tell you what it was. It was game one of the finals against the Lakers. And do you know what that game was?
Oh, that's the wheelchair game.
The infamous Paul Pierce wheelchair game.
That should have been
10 years ago today.
Okay, June 5th. 10 years ago today. Where's everybody been with that one? The wheelchair game.
We're here now.
Well, he recovered.
He had his own Mr. Miyagi.
Did you see what happened the other day?
Yeah, there was a little joke about it, right?
Paul Pierce wheeled Michelle Beadle into Oracle Arena in a wheelchair to commemorate it.
That witty ESPN.
He went in a wheelchair.
That is the date.
It's good. He's poking fun of himself.
That is June 5th.
All right, Dan. Appreciate your time.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you. See you guys next week.
Nice to see you. We're going to get to a story coming up next. We'll continue with your calls on everything we've discussed today, but also there's more high school kids in trouble for smoking a cigar. This is a story that...
It's okay if you vape. Just don't smoke a cigar.
We talked about... Is that right?
No. It's just... A lot of kids are vaping now. It's nuts.
Okay, so then that was just a... What was the point of that? That's a lie. That's not true.
Well, they are quite aware of that and say it's okay because it's not technically nicotine, but you can't smoke cigars now.
We'll get to that story and explain right after these headlines. No commercials.
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group's